Yeah, you know, we've played really well. We've had a really good pre-season, so you know, we were really prepared for the season, and you know, it's proven for the first few games that we've started well.
Everybody, of course, will compare it to last season. What's been the difference this time round, do you feel?
Well, I don't know. Last season we had a good pre-season as well, but unfortunately the results, you know, they didn't come our way. But this season, you know, the boys, I think we look stronger, we look fitter. And, you know, we're proving it in the beginning opening games.
I guess Stuart's benefited from having more time with you as well, hasn't he? Having a full pre-season with you as a coach in his own right, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's obviously come in halfway through last season. And it does take a bit of time to put your ideas across. But, you know, we've had a great pre-season. We went to Slovenia. All the boys worked really hard. And yeah, we're really enjoying the season so far.
And yes, it's early, but how refreshing is it to hear some of the experts saying actually Wednesday could have a really good season this season?
Yeah, it's obviously nice. You know, if you see the last few seasons, we haven't started so well, and we've been near the bottom. It's hard to come back when you start not the best. So you know, we've started well. It's still early, you know, but yeah, it's nice to get the recognition.
Is there a different belief within the group, do you feel, this season?
Yeah, you know, I've been here a few years now, and I'd like to think this is definitely the best squad I've played with. So everyone, we've got a great team spirit, all the boys get on, and you know, I think it's showing.
What do you, when you say the best that you've played with, how do you quantify that? Is it through spirit, is it through quality that you've got in the squad?
Yeah,
what factors do you bring into that?
No, definitely through exactly what you said, everything. The team spirit, the individual qualities that have come in. You know, I think the whole back four are solid. You know, we look really, really solid as a team, and yeah, all the boys are buzzing.
You scored a smashing goal on the opening day, left out at the weekend from the starting 11 anyway. I mean, where are you at, do you feel, at the moment in terms of the pecking order here and the fight for places?
To be honest, I'm not sure. This is a question you'd have to ask the manager. But yeah, I'm enjoying my football, you know, and when the manager picks me, I'm ready to play.
Yeah, and what are your goals this season?
Yeah, my goals are to obviously play as many games, you know, be as consistent as I can be. And I'm sure, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
And adding more goals, it's always got to be an objective, hasn't it, for a midfield player?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always nice to score. And, you know, I think midfielders need to chip in and help the strikers, as long with the defenders, I think. You can't just expect strikers just to score the goals.
Millwall next to the test. They've started really well. And interestingly, at the start of the season, I think yourselves and Millwall were, with some of the bookies anyway, the favourites to go down this year. It sometimes shows that they don't always get it right, certainly from the evidence we've seen so far.
Yeah, you know, Millwall, you've got a really good manager there. I had Ian Holloway when I was at QPR. And, you know, he's a character, but he's proved that, you know, he's a very good manager. So, you know, I've got no doubt that Millwall will be a really good test for us, and it'll be a hard game.
How different is he to someone like Stuart Gray?
Yeah, he's a bit different, obviously.
A lot different.
A lot different, yeah. Obviously, this, when I had him, it was a good few years ago, you know. So, you know, he's changed, and, you know, I've changed as well. But, yeah, no, he is a lot different. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, the Millwall players do enjoy him as a manager.
Did he leave a mark on you in any way as a manager trying to teach you?
Well, he released me.
All right, OK. Well, that's a pretty big mark, isn't
it?
Yeah,
he released me. But, no, I haven't got any qualms about these things happen in football. If anything, it made me a better player, so you know, it is what it is.
What kind of a game do you expect here, with both teams having not conceded? I guess some people will think, well, it's got a draw all over it.
Yeah, you know, we're looking to go and win the game, no doubt. We're home, you know, we're playing well. We're all very confident, and you know, I strongly believe we can get the 3 points.
And to come back to where we started, where do you feel this group can go, given what you've said about them?
Well, you know, anyone can, for me, can win and beat anyone in this league. So it's just about being that having a bit of luck and being a bit more consistent. So I'm confident that we can do really well this season.